everybody. Thank you for inviting the European Commission to present also our commitment to the Global Water Agenda and to the Water Action Agenda as a follow-up to the UN Water Conference. You can move to the next slide. I'm going to report on the key developments very relevant for SDG 6. So here you can see the three pieces of legislation that I will be talking about. Namely, it's the recast of the Drinking Water Directive that in fact started to be implemented by the EU member states as of January this year. I will talk a little bit more in detail at the next slide, but let me just finish with the water use regulation that is implemented in the EU as of June this year. It's an instrument that is helping us to address water scarcity in the EU, and it's a fit-for-purpose instrument. So we defined water quality requirements for different crops that are irrigated with reclaimed water. This way we are addressing the health risks, and also we have a requirement for risk management plans in order to address environmental and any potential additional health risk. The third piece of legislation that I would like to talk about is the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive. This directive is currently under review, and it is subject of negotiations with the European Parliament and the Council. What is included in the proposal from our side in this new directive? We are proposing to extend the objectives of the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive to go beyond environmental protection, to address also human health, and also to address the issue of climate change impacts. So we are also proposing to address pollution from small agglomerations and also the issue of treatment in larger plants to be compulsory, so tertiary treatment. And also we are proposing an additional treatment for removing a broad spectrum of micropollutants. There are also requirements proposed on extended producer responsibility and on wastewater surveillance and risk assessment. As I mentioned, this is still work in progress, and the negotiations with the Council and the European Parliament are ongoing, and we are hoping that this recast of the Urban Wastewater Treatment Directive will be adopted next year. Next slide, please. So a little bit more information on the Drinking Water Directive, because this is directly relevant for SDG 6, because the main objective are to protect human health by ensuring the quality of water intended for human consumption, and also to improve access to drinking water. Some new obligations introduced in the recast of Drinking Water Directive relate to an update of existing safety standards and an introduction of a watch list for substances of emerging concern. Then there is also a risk-based approach introduced covering the whole supply chain. So, for instance, there is a need to make a risk assessment of the catchment area. The recast also addresses an improved access to water, particularly to vulnerable and marginalized groups. And there are also obligations on addressing the leakages in the network. So the member states are required to perform an assessment of the current leakage level. And the Commission then, based on the results of this assessment, will establish an EU threshold value for the leakage in 2028. There are also provisions on substances and materials in contact with drinking water in order to prevent migration of hazardous substances. Next slide, please. So the final information that I would like to share is also that the Commission adopted a proposal to revise surface water and groundwater polluting substances It's a proposal to revise the Water Framework Directive, the Groundwater Directive, and the Environmental Quality Standards Directive. It was adopted in October 2022. Next slide. And the main objectives are to update the list of pollutants with new substances of concern, so to better protect health and the environment. And this, of course, implies monitoring compliance and measures to reduce or phase out emissions. The second objective is to improve knowledge on water quality, so to provide more accurate, complete, and up-to-date information on water quality, introduce effect-based monitoring, and allow novel monitoring techniques like remote sensing. And finally, this proposal aims also to simplify and create a more dynamic framework, meaning to simplify reporting on emissions and programs of measures, and to address also the pollutants of emerging concerns such as microplastics and antimicrobial resistance genes. This is my last slide, and thank you.